Godzina 8.14, poranek wnet. Naszym gościem będzie teraz Jonathan Daniels.
Wywiad wnet.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Proszę Państwa, rozmowa będzie po angielsku. Ja pod koniec streszczę ją bardzo krótko. The main topic in Polish politics right now is caused or inspired by Jair Lapid, and it concerns the Polish law regarding the penalty for using the words "polskie obozy koncentracyjne." And I'd like to ask, what's your take on this?
Well, look, I think that clearly this has all got out of hand very quickly and definitely in too much depth. I think that anyone with a little bit of sense or knowledge would never consider using the word Polish death camp. It's clearly not just offensive to Polish people, but to all normal people as well. I think that this should be a battle of both Poles and Jews uniting together, fighting against Holocaust denial and against making sure that the history stays correct and true.
Is there any context in this charge? Because it went very high up. It was the first. We started from the Twitter account of Mr. Jair Lapid. Then we had the statement by Israeli ambassador in Poland. Then we had a very firm statement from Bibi Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel himself. Was it planned? Did the Israeli side use the biggest guns they have, knowing what they do?
Planned? What mean, as if there was some kind of conspiracy?
No, I'm just a scenario.
No, first of all, you know, it would be if, like, claiming that or suggesting that President Duda would plan something with Macierewicz, who would make a deal with Michal Chilba. It's crazy. There's no such thing could happen or would happen. And you also have to understand context as well, right? We're dealing with a bill, okay, that was placed that really people didn't understand. Okay, this bill had been spoken about for a year and a half. Up until 2 weeks ago, it was Minister Yaki told everybody this was placed, it's not going to be touched, no one is going to deal with it. And all of a sudden it's placed, and it shocked everybody. And on the eve of International Holocaust Memorial Day, if anything, people found it incredibly offensive that such a move would be placed on International Holocaust Memorial Day.
So what is offensive in this
because
bill?
Because it could have been... The problem is that we're not just dealing here with the issue of the common Polish death camp, because that's okay, right? Everybody can get behind that. People can understand here that this is a phrase that shouldn't be used and is offensive to Polish people and to people with common sense. The problem is where it leads to everything else, which is, you know, and there were legitimate questions, you know, from an Israeli tour guide bringing tours to Poland. If he stops at a building where the Gestapo took 50 Jews who were handed in by a Schmaltzovnik, and he says that the Schmaltzovnik handed in these 50 Jews to the Gestapo, is the tour guide going to get put in prison for 3 years? Now, you know, these were questions that were asked, and, you know, and literally they went, lawyers had to look into it, who had to reach out to the ministry. And no one knew the answers. And this was yesterday. So, you know, these are very legitimate questions. And a bill like this can just be done smart. You know, this again is such a frustrating thing about how things work here in Poland. You see, again, you could have created such a strong consensus on something like Polish death camps so easily. If Poland would have worked on this, the same way they worked on this for a year and a half, if they would have gone round through the embassies, if they had decent embassies and ambassadors, and gone and approached Israel and America and the United Kingdom and said, on International Holocaust Memorial Day, we want to make a statement against Polish death camps. We're going to pass a law. You know, in America, you can make a referendum, right? So it's not a law, but a referendum that there was no such thing as Polish death camps. And the phrase shouldn't be used. This could have really easily happened. This is the kind of thing that always happens in international politics. But as of yesterday, there was no law in English, meaning international journalists are asking questions. There's no way for them to see it. You know, it was just poorly prepared. And this is the shame of the issue, because it's an issue that should be easy and should be dealt with and shouldn't be a problem. And instead, it just turned into a massive mess.
So what is the way out right now?
Well, I think that people are calming down and really starting to understand what's happening here. You know, again, it doesn't help when you have no foreign service, right? When you have an ambassador to Israel who I no one knows where he is. But like, I'm not quite sure how you deal with this situation. I considered all day yesterday. I was speaking to journalists in Israel on the phone, and one by one, I was calling them. I was chatting with them. I was explaining the situation, and just going through the issues. And they get it. It's completely understandable what Poland's trying to do. Completely understandable. The problem is, and was, in the execution. It was just the way it was dealt with. And really, this is a tricky thing. So I think that a proper informational campaign and proper outreach. You know, we live in a global village today. The world is much smaller than we think it is. Anything that happens anywhere is going to be massive. Now, the second that I saw Lapid tweet, and I was praying that the embassy would give a decent response, and they wrote such a ridiculous response. You know, it's like, in that scenario, take a step back and just explain the bill in one sentence. Don't insult him. But they did it, and it just spiraled everything out of control. And Lapid is an idiot, and people know that, and he's not a serious politician. You know, but he won, and he was able to take this, and that in turn put pressure on the Prime Minister, and Prime Minister Netanyahu did make a mistake here, and Prime Minister Netanyahu at some point will have to apologize to Prime Minister Morawiecki, if he didn't already yesterday on the phone call, for taking this too far. But my opinion and my feeling on this issue is that it actually gives us an opportunity to discuss these issues properly, and let Poland also express their opinion and give people an understanding of where Poland stands and how Poland feels on this issue.
All right. There is a election nearing in Israel, and some of our correspondents, some of our politicians are saying this is an element of this. We've been used as, some tool in internal Israeli politics.
Yeah, again, it's the same as it's the same kind of conspiracy as Macharovich drinking tea with Michal Chelba. You know, I don't know what to tell you. It's just a conspiracy. There is how many votes do you think Netanyahu would get by attacking Poland?
I have no idea.
Well, this is exactly the point. I mean, no, there's a million other things that he could do that would be helpful for him or useful for him. He has made a name for himself on the fact that he has strong international policy. This, if anything, is going to backfire on him. this, there's nothing beneficial for him in this scenario.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the conversation between Mr. Macierewicz and Mr. Netanyahu last night was scheduled.
Morawiecki.
Of course. Mr. Yep. Morawiecki and Mr. Netanyahu last night.
Well, I, you know, look, we, you know, Freudian slip, as they say.
Right. Was any news about how it was scheduled? What was the effort? Because it seemed like the most sensible move since 3 days in this issue.
Well, I mean, it wasn't. I don't think it was 3 days. You know, the call was just scheduled as par of course, and of something that was obviously needed and bound to happen. And I think was, from what I understand, it was a very good phone call. Prime Minister Morawiecki, really, you know, also we're very lucky here in Poland to have a prime minister like Morawiecki who can speak perfect English, who is a history major, who has an understanding of this issue in deep depth, and was able to explain the position of Poland very clearly to Prime Minister Netanyahu. And you know, and I, from what I understand, it was a very good and positive phone call, which is going to lead to a position of a stronger understanding.
All right. So hopefully this hurdle will be past us, and we will go back to the business as usual between Poland and Israel. And I hope also that soon you will get well and this flu will pass and you will be able to come here to the studio and talk to us directly.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Johnny Daniels was our guest. Bardzo serdecznie dziękujemy. Let me say in Polish very quickly what we discussed here. Pierwsze pytanie było dotyczące tej sprawy, o której Państwo doskonale wiecie, polsko-izraelskiej awantury wokół ustawy. No i zdaniem Johnego Danielsa sprawa wymknęła się spod kontroli. Każdy, kto ma choć trochę wiedzy, nigdy nie użyje sformułowania polskie obozy koncentracyjne, bo jest ono obraźliwe tak dla Żydów, jak i Polaków, ofiar niemieckiego totalitaryzmu. Pytanie jest oczywiście, czy to spięcie było wcześniej planowane, czy te poszczególne tweety, poszczególne oświadczenia rządu izraelskiego, ambasadora były planowane. No nie, to zdaniem Johnego Jonathana Danielsa jest kwestią po prostu teorii spiskowej. No bo jak on to widzi? Otóż powstaje ustawa, o której nikt nie wie. Dowiadujemy się 2 tygodnie temu, że ona jest niezmieniona i dotyczy spraw, które przekraczają kwestię penalizowania stwierdzenia polskiej obozy koncentracyjnej. Bo gdyby tylko dotyczyła tego, to byłoby ok, ale mamy na przykład taką sprawę jak przewodnicy. Co będzie, jeśli przewodnik, który oprowadza ludzi po Warszawie, po Łodzi, po innym mieście, pokaże, że tutaj było gestapo i tutaj szmalcownicy przyprowadzali wskazanych przez siebie Żydów na gestapo. No i co, czy taki przewodnik trafi na 3 lata więzienia, czy nie? Takie wątpliwości pojawiły się w Izraelu. No i sprawa została w opinii Jonathana źle rozegrana, bo można byłoby wokół tego rozbudować bardzo szerokie porozumienie. Kwestia zaprzestania i karalności użycia sformułowania polskie obozy koncentracyjne mogłaby być wspólnym elementem polityki polsko-izraelskiej, mogłaby być szeroko rozpropagowana w Stanach i po prostu przygotowana medialnie, a nie odpalona w przeddzień wspomnienia właśnie tego święta. No i jakie jest wyjście? No tutaj jest pewien kłopot John Dulles zauważył słabość polskiej służby zagranicznej. Nie można było znaleźć ambasadora Rzeczpospolitej w Izraelu. Wczoraj przez cały dzień urywał się telefon. Izraelscy dziennikarze chcieli dowiedzieć się, o co chodzi w tej ustawie. No i kiedy im wytłumaczono, było, rozumieli, o co chodzi. No, pytanie, kim jest Lapid Jair? No, jest to człowiek, który nie jest, jest idiotą. Takie zostało użyte słowo. On wygrał tę sprawę, nacisnął, wymusił na premierze Netanyahu bardzo ostrą wypowiedź. Prawdopodobnie premier Netanyahu będzie musiał prędzej czy później przeprosić Mateusza Morawieckiego, jeśli już tego nie zrobił. No, faktem jest, że jakieś łączenie wszelkich interesów Izraela z tym naciskiem jest również fałszywe w opinii Jonathana Danielsa, no bo ile głosów, zapytał, zdobędzie Netanyahu, atakując Polskę? No nie wiadomo, najprawdopodobniej żadnych, bo w Izraelu sprawy kontaktu z Polską naprawdę nie są na pierwszej linii zagadnień politycznych. No i skończyliśmy rozmowę, podsumowując rozmowę Morawiecki-Netanyahu. Mamy szczęście, że po polskiej stronie jest właśnie Mateusz Morawiecki, człowiek, który jest nie tylko bardzo czynny w biznesie, ale również magister historii, który rozumie tło historyczne tych spraw, mówi płynnie po angielsku i może w spokojny sposób w merytorycznej dyskusji tę sprawę wyjaśnić. I don't know if you are still there.
Of course, I'm making sure that you said everything correctly in Polish.
Okay, and was it okay?
A couple of words I would have changed, but I'll forgive you this time.
Right. Thank you very much. Next time we speak in Polish.
Next time I'll be in studio and we'll speak in Polish.
All right. Dziękujemy bardzo.
Dziękuję bardzo.
Pozdrawiamy serdecznie.